And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How's it going?
I am doing fabulously. So what are folks saying this week?
Well, as you can guess, letters about politics are stuffing our inbox. Dan McAfee in Roselle, Illinois, wrote in after he heard us discussing voter registration fraud reports. It concerned the Association of Community Organizers for Reform Now, or ACORN. He didn't like what our guest, political analyst and author, Earl Ofari Hutchinson, had to say about the reports. Dan wrote, "His dismissive attitude that the problem is isolated to one state and his defensive comment likening this to the one purported voter suppression of the GOP was out of line. This is probably one of the most important history-making elections of the century. Any problem in the system, regardless of which candidate it benefits, flies in the face of democracy."
Then we got a couple of letters about what's called the Bradley effect. It concerns voters who tell pollsters they're going to vote for a black candidate, but when it comes to casting a ballot, they switch their vote. David Clemens in Fort Worth, Texas, wrote us this, "I believe the Bradley effect is happening before the election. In 2008, with the economy in a shambles, two wars, and a very unpopular president, the Democratic candidate should be leading by double digits. I believe that is a sign of the Bradley effect and racism, either conscious or subconscious."
But Phil Rutledge in Franklin, Tennessee, had a different take on the discussion. Phil wrote, "I am tired of hearing negative comments about people not voting for Obama because he is black. What about all the people that are voting for him because he is black? Are they not just as wrong for voting because of race? I have never heard a news item on people voting for his race." Well, thanks to both of you for writing. We understand that the nuances of race are complex at best. Because of these many layers, our editorial staff has decided to do a month-long series on race in November. We hope you listen.
And finally, Colleen Shondell in Watauga, Texas, sent us some love. "I merely want to congratulate you on a very informative, interesting, and entertaining hour of radio. I enjoy hearing many points of views on many subjects on News and Notes. This is a very important hour for listeners at this time in our history. After listening to you and your guest, I feel more informed and more able to speak with clarity and knowledge on many subjects. Thank you."
And thank you for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
Now NPR has a new way to chime in on our stories. Go to our program page at nprnewsandnotes.org and select a segment. There you can click on the comments link and write us your thoughts.
And you can still send us your gripes and praises by logging on to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us. Be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thanks, Fry.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.